You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Authorities say the latest reported sighting of what could be one of the escaped prisoners in upstate New York was in Adirondack Park. New York State Police Major Michael Cotero says they will continue to search the area until all leads have been exhausted.
We will search under every rock, behind every tree and structure until we are confident that area is secure.
Just hours before, hundreds of law enforcement officers searched two towns more than 350 miles away. A week of funerals is ahead for the victims of the church massacre in Charleston, South Carolina. Yesterday, Emmanuel AME Church opened its doors for the first time since Wednesday night. Resident Cindy Brown says she's happy to see people from around the country visiting the church.
I think it's fabulous. They're here from all over, and this represents America.
Over the weekend, thousands of people linked up on a towering bridge in show of unity. This is USA Headline News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says a united NATO against Russian aggression and other security threats in the region doesn't mean anyone is looking for a new Cold War or any other conflict.
We do not seek cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy, but make no mistake, we will defend our allies. The rules-based international order and the positive future it affords us.
Carter spoke in Germany. He said the Ukraine situation is only part of the concern about Russia. U.S. stocks are opening higher on hopes of a breakthrough in Greece's bailout discussions with its creditors, even as few tangible signs of progress emerged from meetings in Europe. The Dow climbed more than 100 points in the first few minutes of trading. The EU has launched a naval operation to try and stop human traffickers from bringing migrants across the Mediterranean to Europe in unseaworthy boats. More than 100,000 migrants have entered Europe so far this year. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A popular Christian music artist has written and released a song that is a touching tribute to the tragedy in Charleston. USA's Ron Taylor has more.
Multiple Grammy and Dove Award-winning contemporary Christian music artist Stephen Curtis Chapman released a song on Saturday via social media about the tragic shooting in Charleston, South Carolina.
Tears are falling in Charleston. They're asking why, and no one has the answer.
Stephen Curtis Chapman is no stranger to the pain of personal tragedy. In 2008, he and his wife Mary Beth suffered the sudden loss of their 4-year-old adopted daughter Maria in a tragic car accident in the driveway of their home in Tennessee. What makes this grave accident worse is that their son Will Franklin was behind the wheel of their SUV when he accidentally backed over the child. It's out of the depths of this kind of personal grief that Chapman feels compelled to reach out with words of comfort and songs of hope, doing what he does best for some 30 years.
You will not be overcome by evil, but you will overcome evil with good.
You can watch the video and read his personal thoughts on the tragedy in Charleston on Stephen Curtis Chapman's Facebook page. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
And for more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 79 degrees. I got a feeling that's not correct. But let me see. Let me just close this down and open it up again. I think it's much warmer than that out there right now. At least it feels like it. Let's see if it opens up real fast. Bear with me. Temperature in beautiful downtown Flemington is 83 degrees. This afternoon, more sun, mostly sunny, with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear, with a low of 66. And on Tuesday, 60% chance of severe thunderstorms with a high of 90. It's supposed to be terrible tomorrow. And Tuesday night, 60% chance of severe thunderstorms with a low of 63. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, and I think I have Bob Burns on the line. Bob, are you there? Well, maybe I lost him, or he fell asleep. Bob, are you there? Okay, let's see if Bob will call back in. I'll tell you what, I'll put a little music on, and we'll see if we can get a hold of Bob again. Let me try one more time. Bob, are you on the line? Okay, Bob Burns is going to be my guest. I'm sure he'll call back in. We've obviously lost him. I'm going to play this, and then we'll see if we can get Bob. Well, once again, this is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, and I think I have Bob Burns on the line now. Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
You're there.
I'm here.
You're real.
I think so. Let me check the mirror.
Bob, one of the things I was thinking about, because I know when you and I talk, we just kind of talk. But one of the things I was thinking about is if you watch the news a lot this weekend, everything was hate. What's your take on hate?
Well, my take on hate, everything is fused together with love. Okay, that's why I don't watch the news, because it's too negative. And I find that if I watch the news, I start to feel, I don't feel as good. My take on hate is it's such a wasted emotion. It accomplishes nothing, and it just promotes violence. That's all.
And I totally agree with you. Though I do watch the news because I worked in the news for so many years, it's a habit.
Well, I understand that. You know, people smoke, too.
That's true. That's a habit, too.
Right.
Yeah, it's something I can't get away from. I guess all news really is gossip.
Well, you know, I heard somebody say one time, why is all the news so negative? And somebody said, well, if you're walking down the street and you see a newspaper that says beautiful days ahead, nobody will buy the paper.
That's right.
If they say storm coming, people will buy the paper.
That's right. I can tell you that the magazine that I worked at, if there was no major news going on, the editors were going crazy.
Oh, yeah, they had to go out and make some. Go shoot somebody so we can get
Yeah, they were going crazy because there was nothing to really report.
Well, nowadays that's not a problem anymore.
No, it doesn't seem like it. And it really, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, it really worries me about how people see other people. And let's see, how can I explain this? I had a young lady on here a few weeks ago, and her father came with her, and they're black.
Okay.
And he said he marched with Martin Luther King. So I said, you got to come back, and we got to talk about that. So he did. And I said to him, you know, I grew up in an all-white area, and I never associated with black people until I was in the Army. And he said, well, you know what? I grew up in an all-black area in Alabama and never associated with white people until I was in the Army.
I'll be damned. You guys had something in common.
Exactly. And then we both said, but everybody's the same.
Everybody is the same, you know, and it's basically the way we look at others. I view people at this point in my life, Rich, as spirits. I just view people as spirits, and they're inhabiting a body, you know, and it's not forever. They
right.
are, but the body's not.
And no.
That's the way I see people, and I don't see color at all. I see personalities. And I had a very close friend of mine, many years ago, who was very, very black, and he said to me, what does it make you think when you see these black guys walking around with these little blondes and everything? I said, it doesn't make any difference the color of the guy. I said, I see these bums walking around. I said, it doesn't matter if they're green, black, purple, white, whatever. I said, that's what bothers me. I said, why would people let themselves go when there's so much potential out there? I said, it doesn't compute.
Yeah, I don't, you know, excuse me. I just choked on that one. you know, I spent a lot of my time when I lived in Manhattan taking pictures on the street. I was probably one of the first guys that ever took pictures of street people. And it was amazing if I got, because I never ran up and just took somebody's picture. I'd get in a conversation with them first and then ask them if I can take your picture. And it was amazing some of these people that were living on the street that were really intelligent and had done certain things, but something happened in their life that just snapped them.
Right.
And then they found themselves on the streets, and that's where they lived.
Exactly. I understand that.
Yeah, and it was amazing to me because the majority of these guys that I met and women had been in some kind of a job or some kind of a well-paying thing, and now we're just living on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been many times in my life when I thought, well, those guys got it made because they don't have to go through the troubles I do.
Exactly. I understand that. I mean, I've lived in my car and I've traveled in limos. I mean, I've been at both ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
And so I understand what it's like. I lived in my car. I stayed in the Market Street Mission down in Morristown for about a month. I mean, and what happened with me, quite honestly, was I snapped emotionally, not intellectually, but emotionally. And that's what put me down. But when I came out of that place, I wrote a book and got it published. I mean, you know, it's just a matter, the spirit will never, ever give up, but the body will.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. I got to take a break for some commercials. You'll hang on?
I'll hang on.
Okay, hopefully we won't lose you this time. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And this is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, who's on medical leave. And I've got my friend Bob Burns on the phone. And Bob, before we have you tell who you are and what you do, I just want to follow up on what we're talking about street people, because I think no matter how low people go, there's still some feeling of I'm a human being.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you a real quick little story. There used to be a woman down on 14th Street, if you wanted to cast a witch in a movie, she would fit it. Little old haggy kind of woman who sold, I think, pretzels she found in trash cans. And it would never buy one of her pretzels. But people would try to snap her pictures, and she had a little broom, and she'd try to hit them all the time. So I walked up one day, was talking to her, and I said, "Hey, would you mind if I took your picture?" And she said, "Nobody ever asked me before."
Isn't that amazing?
And then she posed for me and was very happy. And then anytime I'd walk by, she'd, "Hey, hi, how are you?" You know.
Right. People appreciate being recognized as people. And when you ask, you recognize her as a person instead of something to take a picture, instead of just an image.
Yeah, and it almost brought tears to my eyes the way she said it. Nobody ever asked me.
Wow.
And it was like,
powerful, you know? That really is.
You know, my God, you know. And I used to see her, and people would go, "Oh, she's crazy, she's crazy." Well, I think she got really tired of people taking her picture.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want people taking my picture if they don't ask me. I mean, you know, I really don't, because I don't know what they're going to do with it.
I don't either. That's why I do radio. Because I've got a face for radio. Anyway, Bob, I didn't introduce you at first. Why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Okay, my name is Robert Burns. I'm a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming. I also am a Reiki master practitioner. I do healing at the deeper levels. And I repeat, do not prescribe medication. because there's too many side effects. I also do seminars and trainings, and I have a training coming up at Riley and Jake's on July 11th where I'll be teaching basic neuro-linguistic programming, and so far there's 5 people signed up for it. And, you know, there's only room. Most people I will take is 20. And it depends. If I have, you know, if I have 10 or less, I take one room. If I have 20 or less, I take the other. But I won't take more than 20 people. The fee is fantastic. And anybody who takes the course, Richard, can attend any other course I do anywhere in the country of the same nature at no charge. And I encourage people to bring their recording device to record it, because what good is it if you're not going to be able to play it and remember it? And that's the one gripe I have against Tony Robbins. You're not allowed to record any of his stuff. You can record Wayne Dyer. You can record just about everybody else. And I encourage people to record mine, because the most important thing is to get the message out there.
And, you know,
I also have 2 books on Amazon.
Okay, keep going.
No, I have 2 books on Amazon, and I also teach and certify people in public speaking and hypnotherapy, okay? All levels of hypnotherapy, all the way up to master and teacher. I certify people in that. With neurolinguistics, I take them to level 1 and level 2. And you learn how to eliminate phobias in yourself and others, allergies in others, trauma in others. Recognize when people are lying to you within a matter of seconds. Learn to establish rapport in less than 3 minutes. Learn how people learn. There's 3 different ways you can tell how people learn. And all this is covered in the course. And in the course, I have people listen to me, and then I have them see me demonstrate it with somebody. One woman in the last one I gave came in with a scratchy throat and ringing in her ears, and 20 minutes after I did the allergy cure, the ringing was gone and her throat was clear.
Mm.
And it's just all done with words. There's no side effects like there is with Big Pharma. I mean, Big Pharma, they'll say, well, if you have to go to sleep at night, take this, but you might die of cancer, you might die of... I mean, that's a lot of crap.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
But you know something? It works, because they're spending millions and billions of dollars on it. So people's got to be buying it. And why? I mean, why? You come to me or somebody who does what I do, and you get rid of this garbage. You really do, and there's no side effects. The only side effect that you might get is a better night's sleep. That's all.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, I've had people go into remission from cancer in stage 1 and stage 2. I won't work with people in stage 3 primarily because their belief system is so strong, okay, and it's tough to penetrate. But stage 1 and stage 2, I've had 2 people go into remission. I've had people get rid of rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, it's amazing. And I tell people, it's not me, Richard. It's, you know, I'm the messenger.
Sure.
I'm the messenger. I don't do it. It's their inner belief in God combined to do it. I just, you know, put the right words in the right place. That's all.
And we ought to tell people that Riley and Jake's, I forget what it used to be called. Was it the Sunset?
It used to be the Sunset.
And the
training starts at 9 in the morning. It's and on, over at 5.
And it's on Route 31 just north of Clinton.
Yeah, I think it's 1380 Route 31.
Okay. But I know, in fact, I had to drive to the Poconos on Saturday. I drove right by it.
Aha! Now, the food there is excellent, and usually when I come down on Fridays to do my show with Dominic, we stop there for lunch.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we stop there, and he drives, I buy lunch, and then we come down to do the show, and, you know, it's just a nice experience. The
sure.
food is excellent, it's fairly priced, and very good, and they know me, and they know what I'm going to have when I walk in there. It's a choice of 1 or 2 things, so, I mean, I don't even have to order.
Yeah, I have that same problem at a few places I go to. People know what I want, sure.
Yeah, he said to me when I walk in, is it going to be the sliders or the chopped salad? So, anyway,
and what,
it's a good place.
What date is this seminar?
This seminar is, this training is July 11th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
And I have another one coming up with a lot of people signed up already on July 28th. But people that are putting this one on haven't picked a location yet, but it will be a little further away. But it's something that if you're in sales or if you communicate with other people and you want to up your communication, let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
I've been divorced for 18 years, and after about 2 years, 3 years, I was going out for a little while with this woman who had a five-year-old son. And she was saying to him, Anthony, she said, look at me when I talk to you. Look at me. And he wasn't paying any attention to her. So I said, Darlene, I said, let me just point something out to you. She said, what? I said, Anthony is an auditory learner. Say, listen to me when I talk to you. She said, really? And I said, yes. She says, Anthony, listen to me when I talk to you. And he turned right around. When you learn how people learn, you can influence them and you can instruct them. And a lot of teachers have taken my classes, and they say that their class, their students are doing so much better.
Yeah, my son is basically, I would say, a visual learner.
Right, okay.
And visual learners don't do that well in school.
No, they don't.
And he had, but yet at the same time, he's now at Keene College and he's on the dean's list and he's right. Learned to understand. But I think the other thing is, and I've talked about this many times on the air, because he's been in karate since he was six, he's very focused. When he sets himself up to do something, he's focused and that's what he does.
Right, exactly.
But I used
you
to...
Know what it is, Richard, if it's something that you love,
sure.
You get focused. Because my aunt said to me, she said, you had trouble getting out of high school. She said, how did you go around the country and get all of these healing modalities? And I said, because in high school, the only two things that were there that I really enjoyed were math and girls. I said, and not necessarily in that order.
Mine was art and girls.
Art and, why is girls keep coming into it?
I don't know.
But, you know, it's interesting because I went around the country. I got all my certifications. I've got 13 certifications in hypnotherapy. I've been doing it for 21 years. I teach it. And, you know, in the NLP, I've got 3, and I teach it. And it's just, I just love it so much because it's such a healthy, fun way to help people make changes. And if somebody were to take the course that I'm charging $295 for, if they were to take that course, it would cost them between $600 and $1,000. But I just believe in getting it out there. And, of course, you know, living in New Jersey, we all have bills to pay.
Of course. Of course.
And I refer to it as an exchange of energy, quite frankly.
Sure. So. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got to take a break for the news. You'll hang around for the next half hour?
I'll hang around for the next several hours.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The manhunt is still on in upstate New York for the two escaped prisoners, David Sweat and Richard Matt. Last night, a man was seen fleeing from a hunting camp in Adirondack Park, and officials are investigating, while other towns are also being searched.
We will continue to search this area until all leads have been exhausted.
That was Major Michael Soretto. He says they are using officers, police dogs, and helicopters. A week of funerals is ahead for victims of the church massacre in Charleston, South Carolina. Yesterday, the Emmanuel AME Church opened its doors for the first time since Wednesday night. Resident Sean Laribo says the spirit of forgiveness is in the air.
We have a spirit of God in us that's rising up through us and giving us the power to forgive in a moment like this.
Over the weekend in Charleston, thousands of people linked up on a towering bridge in a show of unity. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty Card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party. June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Germany speaking about Russian aggression. He says a united NATO is important and doesn't mean anyone is looking for a new Cold War or other conflict. And he says the conflict in Ukraine is only one part of larger concerns about Russia.
An approach that seeks to ensure Russia cannot force anyone to turn toward the past, all the while welcoming and encouraging Russia to turn back toward the future.
He said sanctions are the best tools the U.S. and Europe have against Russia. Some European leaders are warning against expecting too much during an emergency summit today to keep Greece from defaulting on its debts and falling out of the eurozone. But Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras remains optimistic.
I think this is time for a substantial and viable solution that would allow Greece to come back to growth.
Greece needs more loans from its creditors before June 30th when it faces a debt repayment it cannot afford. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
President Obama has used the N-word to make his case that America is not cured of racism, AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
President Obama says the legacy of slavery casts a long shadow that's part of America's DNA. In an interview for a podcast, he says the measure of whether racism exists is not just whether it's impolite to use the most notorious racial epithet in public. Obama also decried America's inability to stop what he called a deranged 21-year-old from getting a gun and causing great harm, a reference to the white suspect in the racially motivated shooting deaths of 9 black church members in South Carolina. He says he was never more disgusted than when gun control legislation failed to pass 2 years ago. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A United Nations report into the 2014 Gaza War found that Israel and the Palestinians both may have committed war crimes. In the much-awaited inquiry, the commission says it gathered substantial information. Israel launched its offensive last July in response to heavy rocket fire from Hamas and other militant groups. More than 2,200 Palestinians, including civilians, were killed during the fighting, according to the UN, and 73 people died on the Israeli side. Israel has slammed the report as being biased. The southern port city of Karachi, Pakistan, is in the grip of a deadly heat wave. Officials say more than 100 people have died from heat stroke in the past 2 days. Temperatures have soared to 113 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is a fair 83. This afternoon, sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 66. And on Tuesday, supposed to be a miserable day. 60% chance of severe thunderstorms with a high of 90. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 63. This is Richard G., and I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, who is on medical leave. And I'm talking with my friend Bob Burns. Bob, are you still there?
No, I left.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, I was thinking of something when you were talking. We were talking before. I just participated in a thing in Trenton. I think a lot of cities across the country do this, because if you type in to Google and say art all night, Trenton does it. It started on Saturday at 3 o'clock, and they had bands playing, and they went all night, and at 3 o'clock it ended on Sunday. And you took, each artist could bring one piece of art and hang it. They have over 1,000 pieces. There was people standing in line from northern Jersey that had come down just to hang a piece. But what I was trying to get at is there were some people, I'm going to tell you the truth, I didn't think their art was that good, but they were so excited about being involved.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that's recognition. Basically what it is recognition.
And I think it's wonderful. I think that, you know, as far, now a lot of people have argued with me, I've said, there's no such thing as a bad piece of art, because as long as one person looks at it and says, oh, I love that, then it worked.
Right, exactly. And I don't think there's anything as bad, such thing as bad art. I think there's a lot of misunderstood, and, you know, art. But, I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything, you know, to Dr. Wayne Dyer, he said, there is no good, there is no bad, there's only judgment. And I like that.
Dr. Wayne Dyer, I remember reading something where he said, if you fail at something, it's not a failure. It's just a, now I can't even think. It's a postponed success.
Exactly. You know?
And if you think about it, think about all the people who have developed things and stuff. They didn't develop them usually on the first try.
Of course not.
And they kept going and kept going and learning by their mistakes. The thing I like about this show, I've done it for 3 years, is the fact that everybody seems to just enjoy being there.
I love being there. I really do. I mean, I have a blast. That's my highlight of the week, is Friday afternoons when I do the show there.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the show at the art show.
Okay, well, but everybody, I'd like that too if I was an artist.
And everybody just enjoyed, and I enjoy being a part of it, and I enjoy seeing all the other art. And sometimes, yeah, there's some art that I think people think, well, I'm going to just scribble on a piece of paper or on a canvas, and that's art, because that's what you're supposed to do. But I like the fact that sometimes there are people creative. A guy had painted his car, and he had it on display, a sculpture.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, and I said to him, he was cleaning the windshield off, and I said to him when we were picking up the work, I said, you driving that home? He said, yes, sir. But I like the fact, and they also give a lot of young people a chance to display.
That's the important thing, is people getting the chance to get out there. I mean, you know what they say? I mean, people say, you know, you're too old to do this, you're too old to that. And I tell them, Grandma Moses sold a painting at the age of 78.
Right.
It brought her more money than all of her, everything put together for her whole life.
Exactly.
And, I mean, there's no age. There's no, age is a number. That's all it is, a number.
I totally agree, though. I'm having some work done on the roof of my garage, which kind of got ruined during Sandy. And the kid that was over, I say kid, he's probably now 50, but I'd known him since he was 17. And he does roofing and stuff. And I said, you know, I'd crawl up there and do it with you, but I'm 68. And he went, oh, my God, you're almost 70.
Yeah, I'm 74. I'll be 75 in September.
He said, you're almost 70. And I thought, oh.
That's one way of looking at it, you know. But that's when he's 68, he won't be almost 70. He'll say, I'm just past 60.
Right.
You know, that's all in
right.
What we think.
So. But, you know, it made me stop and think, because I never think of myself at that age.
I don't think of you at that age. I mean, good God, talking to you, I figure, just from talking to you, I figure 50. Just from talking to you, the way you handle words and the, you know, the temper of your voice.
Yeah, I just, I never think about age particularly. I make jokes about it now and then, saying, well, I'm so damned old, you know.
Right.
But it's pretty much a joke. I don't really think about it. And my daughter posted a picture on Facebook of her and it must have been an amusement park on a ride. I still had brown hair, and I had some hair, and she was very small. I don't remember doing that, and that's a shame. I don't remember being there. Though she must, because she posted it, you know.
Well, hopefully she does.
Yeah, she's now 30. And I just don't remember where we were at particularly. I know we used to take the kids every year down to Disney World, and it might have been Disney World. We used to take them there.
That's a fun place.
Yeah, well, the kids loved it. You know, the kids just, they went crazy over the place. And so we would make the trip, drive down there, and we actually had a good time. I was still working at Newsweek. Newsweek had a travel agency that worked for them, so I could get a deal through the travel agency to get to Disney World. So that's what we used to do.
Anybody who's listening to the show right now, or if they listen on archives, if you've ever been to Disney World, have you ever realized how good you feel when you're in there? Because that music that you hear in there has got a lot of subliminals in it.
Sure.
You how happy you are.
Sure.
And I just think it's amazing. And, I mean, I recognized it when I went in. I couldn't hear the voices, but I recognized it because all of a sudden my spirits went up, you know?
Yeah.
And I was talking to a gentleman who worked down there, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, they have subliminals playing all the time. He said, it's happy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, obviously it's happy stuff, because the happier people are, the more longer they'll stay and the more they'll spend. So,
exactly.
I mean, it makes sense. But I love that place. It's really nice.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed. We haven't been down there in years now because the kids grew up, you know. I never had that excuse now.
I know. Well, you know, you're still a kid at heart. And
true.
My oldest daughter, by the way, I shudder when I think of this. She's 49, my oldest daughter.
Wow.
And I just don't believe that. She says, how did it feel to have a kid 49?
Yeah.
She's throwing it at me. Oh, well,
I'm rotten,
kid.
Yeah,
your next birthday, you'll be 48. We're going to go the other way.
Right? Yeah, right. We'll go backwards. Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to imagine that my daughter's 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a 29, a 35, and a 49. Two ex-wives.
So. Well.
And that's it. You know, I heard when you played the news before that President Obama wants, you know, this thing about guns. You know, guns don't kill people. Guns are just pieces of metal.
Exactly.
It's the people that pick them up. And if they would pay more attention, I mean, everybody that I've heard about in the news or read about or anything like that showed so many signs. Like this guy that killed those 9 people down in South Carolina, he'd been busted twice. Once was for drugs and alcohol and another one. And yet, when he had 21, his father gave him a 45 for his birthday.
Yeah.
Now, is that stupid? They should lock the father up.
Yeah, I heard a statement once. I think Bill Cosby made it and said, when you pull that trigger of that gun, you're making a statement you can't take back.
Exactly. Exactly. That's very well put.
Yeah, and I like that. I remembered it because he said, you know, you got to think about that before you pull that trigger.
Oh, once you pull it, it's sayonara.
Yeah.
You can't catch that bullet halfway out there and bring
no,
it back.
No, and it's unfortunate that, I don't know, I was in the military. I don't have any guns at home. I don't want to have guns around. I had enough of them, you know, but it's unfortunate. And I'm going to tell you, I live out here in Flemington or outside of Flemington, and the kids, when we first moved in, all the teenagers, they all hunted. They had guns, but they came to my house. They always left their guns outside.
Right.
And the one boy said, my father always said, you unload your gun and you leave it outside before you go in anybody's house. So they had a lot of respect for what they were doing.
Right.
What was that?
That way if somebody came along and picked it up while it was outside, there's no bullets.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's smart.
But a lot of respect for what, you know, having those weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think, sometimes, like this kid, I mean, his life is gone. It's ruined.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
he, of course,
is gone, and only because he took so many others.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. And it's, and you think, what is he, 21?
21, yeah.
21, yeah. I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do.
I know. I was 21 years old. I was just happy I could drink legally. Oh, God. You know,
well, I had gotten out of the Army, so I was happy about that.
I'm trying to remember how old I was when I went in the Army. I think I was 21 or 22. I went in late because I didn't want to go in. I was hoping they wouldn't find me, but they did.
Well, I went in early. I went in at the age of 19.
Okay.
And I would not want my son to go, but I'm going to tell you, I learned a lot about myself.
Oh, yeah.
I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about how to deal with people.
Yeah.
You know, and how to deal with people, talk with people, and things like that, which I don't think most kids learn for a long time.
No, some of them never learn.
That's true. But I learned a lot. And as I told the black man that was on my show, I said I met a lot of people and suddenly realized that there's a lot of people in this world that are just like me.
Yeah. A lot of people just like, they may not look the same, but that doesn't mean anything. The spirit inside is what counts.
Exactly. Exactly. Bob, I got to take a break for the commercials.
Okay. When you come back, I just want to give my websites.
Let's do that. When we come back, we're going to only have about maybe 10 more minutes. So.
I know. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, well, please listen to these messages, and Bob and I will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And this is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, who is on medical leave. Hopefully we'll be back very soon. I'm talking with my friend Bob Burns. Bob, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting here waiting anxiously to go back on the air.
Yeah, okay. Tell us all your information now, because we only got about 7 minutes.
I know. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Especially on my show. And I look and I say, oh, my God, this is the fastest hour I ever spent.
Yeah, that's true.
My websites are www.bobburnsspeaks.com. That's BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And the reason I spell it is some people, if they type it in, leave out a BS.
Sure.
The other one is www.wehavechoices.net. And my phone number, even though I've been living in New Jersey for the past 4 years and I'm a native in New Jersey, I did vacate New Jersey for about 4 years and move into Pennsylvania. But I still got that phone number. It's my cell. And I live in Washington, New Jersey, and that's where I have my office. But the phone number is 610-462-0804. And both of my websites have my email address on them. So if anybody would like to talk or have any questions about anything that I do or help with, you can go to Bob Burns Speaks and you'll see all of my seminars and everything coming up. Or if you want to look at the subliminal CDs I have, those are on WeHaveChoices.net.
Okay.
Why do I keep two websites? Because I'm nuts. That's why. But I've never been accused of being normal. But I've got a lot of people I'm coaching, so something must be happening there.
Yeah, I have no idea what normal really is.
Well, you know, I'm normal to me, you're normal to you.
True.
Well, you're normal to me. I mean, you know, I consider you normal. Is that scary?
Yeah, that is scary. Well,
you know, normal is, I don't want to be what the general populace calls normal, because to me that's boring. Okay, I'd rather be a little off the wall and be more fun to be around or be interesting or, you know, think out of the box.
Sure. I agree with that. I agree with that. I guess I've known an awful lot of normal people.
Yeah, I guess so, you know. Well, normal people are scary. Those are the ones that walk around with guns and schools. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, you know, that's all that's on the news today. And there's so many shootings going on. And we're the only country that has so many guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're the only country that lets people get away and slap on the wrist. I mean, you know, if you get caught, some of the countries over in Europe, if you get caught stealing, you get your hand cut off. You get caught
sure.
a second time, you get this other hand cut off. And you get caught a third time, you're put to death. And here, we slap their hand and put them on probation. You know, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, this country has the most health care, most everything, but has the most sick people. And my friend and mentor, Dr. Eldon Taylor, who was on my show the 15th, he made the comment, because he's a foremost authority on subliminal communication.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he said 50% of the illness in this country could be attributed to the commercials on television. And I believe that. They program you to get sick. Why? So they can sell their medication.
Of course. Of course.
That's why I don't watch television anymore. Really. I mean, it's disgusting. The commercials get, my blood pressure goes up, so, you know.
Well, that's why I watch a lot of movies.
There you go. That's the best way to do it, watch movies. You know?
I watch an awful lot of movies. Yeah. And there's no commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Commercials drive me crazy. Yeah.
And I also like books. I read a lot of books. I average a book or two a week.
I used to read a lot more until I had, a few years ago, I had a stroke and I lost some corners of my eyes. And it's harder for me to read.
Okay.
But I can watch movies or I listen to history. When I'm doing my artwork, I listen to the History Channel.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. There are some good things on TV until the commercials come on.
Yeah, fortunately, I'll listen to it on YouTube so the commercials aren't there.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I've been even though my wife is laughing at me, I've been listening to all this stuff that they think about Jesus Christ not really dying on the cross and all this kind of stuff. And it all makes sense. All these theories make sense, but it's interesting to listen to.
Well, you know, it's interesting too, Richard, and I say this to people, and, you know, we are human beings, okay? We're not human bins.
True.
Okay? So, in other words, and you cannot, I don't care what you do, you cannot kill energy, and that's what we are, is energy.
That's right.
Yeah. And what you see is not us. And I posted something on LinkedIn a while back, and I got a lot of good feedback on it. I said, you say, that's my car. That's my house. This is my body. Okay, you're not your house, you're not your car, and you're not your body, but you're something far greater than your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're just using it as a vehicle.
Also, we don't own any of those things in actuality.
Exactly.
Because someday we're going to leave, and we leave them there.
I know. And Concetta Bertoli, who's a phenomenal medium up in Booton, New Jersey, she wrote a book called The Dead People Watch You Shower. And a very fascinating book. And somebody said to her, are you a medium? She said, no, I'm a large. But, I mean, she's done some things that are amazing. And if we have a minute, I'd like to share one with you.
I'll tell you what, you got exactly 1 minute.
Okay, a guy came to one of my meditation groups, and he said, I never believed in any of this stuff. He said, but 10 years ago, my father died. And I was left alone with him because I wanted to say goodbye. And I reached down into the coffin and took one of his cufflinks and put it in my pocket. 10 years later, my girlfriend took me up to see Concetta Bertoli. And she said, your father's here. And he was very moved emotionally when he saw you take his cufflink 10 years later. Yeah, if that doesn't say something, I don't know what does.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, but that story always got to me. And, you know, and I've seen spirits in my apartment. I mean, I see all kinds of stuff. What are you going to do? You know, if you know it's there, it's like Dyer said. He said, "When you'll see it when you believe it."
That's right. I believe that.
Oh yeah.
I believe that. Well, we've come up to the end of the hour.
It goes fast. I'll tell you, it goes very fast.
I want to thank you for calling in, Bob. It's always nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to talk to you too. We could sit and talk for hours.
I know. I know. Well,
if you ever have a 3-hour show, let's do it.
Okay, we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a marathon.
Okay.
I just want everybody to please stick around because Larry Cartwright is here with Mental Health Matters, and I think he's got some in-studio guests today. So thank you, Bob, and I want to thank Bob Burns for calling in, and we'll talk to you later, Bob.
Okay, you got it, Richard.
Okay. That was my friend Bob Burns. My name is Richard G., and I'm sitting in for Dave Disney. We're going to be going off to the news, and then Larry Cartwright will be here with Mental Health Matters, the award-winning show here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So please stay tuned. I will be back at 4 o'clock because I'm sitting in for Georgine in Hot in Hunterdon. I'm going to have my guest. It's going to be Jack McDade.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The manhunt is still on in upstate New York for the two escaped prisoners, David Sweat and Richard Matt. Last night, a man was seen fleeing from a hunting camp in Adirondack Park, and officials are investigating, while other towns are also being searched.
We will continue to search this area until all leads have been exhausted.
That was Major Michael Soretto. He says they are using officers,